Kids, pop on up and run on down. It's time for Kids Corner, and Sue Dockery is with us this morning.
I think when I walked in today and the screen said taking holy chances, they were talking about me. You didn't think I'd make it, did you? When they asked me to do the first children's sermon after New Year's, I was going on vacation over Christmas to Florida and then to Mexico. And I said, well, I think I'll be back by then, sure. That didn't sound very good, did it? It sounded like maybe I wouldn't show up. But we made it back, and here I am. So Happy New Year. It's good to see everybody in 2008. Now we have to get used to writing that. Those of you in school, when you go back to school and you have to write the date, you're going to have to write 2008 now. Yeah, and those of you sitting out there, have you already forgotten that on your checks? You know, you're writing the wrong date already. I've done that. So we have to get used to a new year. And a lot of us, for a new year, we make New Year's resolutions. Have you ever heard of that? Sometimes big people say, oh, this year I'm going to lose weight. Have you ever heard a parent say that? I think we've all said it. Yeah, you've heard me say that. Or this year I'm going to paint the house. Or this year I'm going to call my mother more. Those are all good New Year's resolutions for big people, right? What are some that you might have? I don't know. So I have brought some maybe suggestions for New Year's resolutions for some of you. Now, who can read? Okay, so take one of these. Look it over. I'm going to ask you to read it in a minute. Here, you can read. You can read. I know Madison can. Let's see. You can read. You can read. No, you can't read. Who else can read? I have one more. You can read. Okay, yeah, pass it over to Cassie maybe. She can read. Okay. So open them up, make sure you can read every word, and then I am going to let you read those aloud and see what maybe your New Year's resolution could be. My son doesn't want to read it aloud. Let's see which one he got.
Read it out. No, I want to. This year I will watch less TV and exercise more. No.
Oh, I just made him promise he would watch less TV and exercise more. Woohoo! That's a good one. Okay, how about you?
This year I'll keep my room cleaner.
Nice one, huh? Now that he has a room, that's good. Yeah. Who else has one?
This year I will be nice to other kids, even if they are my brother or sister.
Ooh, that's a good one. Come on up, read yours.
This year I will read more and be bored less.
The reading teacher in me wrote out that one. Who else has one?
This year I will wear my seatbelt without giving my parents trouble about it.
This year I will wear my seatbelt without giving my parents trouble about it. That's always a good one, too. All right. So all these New Year's resolutions. Resolutions are promises that you really make to yourself. And a lot of times we just kind of let those promises go by the wayside. As adults, we don't lose the weight and we don't call our mothers more often. And maybe you're thinking, well, I'm not going to watch less TV, or, you know, that's hard to keep my room clean. But a promise is a promise. And when God makes promises, he keeps them. And that's what he wants us to do too. In fact, God made a promise to a man named Simeon in the Bible. And you can read about him, his story, in Luke. That's in the New Testament. And he promised Simeon, first of all, Simeon was a very old man. And he thought he was about to kick the bucket, you know, die. But he knew that Jesus was about to be born. And all that he wanted to do in his life is to have seen the Messiah. And so he talked to God and he said, oh God, please don't let me die before I get to meet Jesus, the baby. And God said, Simeon, I promise. You will not die before you have seen the Messiah. And Jesus was born, and his parents then took him to the temple to dedicate him. And Simeon was there, and he got to see Jesus. So God kept his promises. And we should know, when we make a promise, we should try to keep that promise, just like God keeps them with us. Right? Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. Dear God, thank you for the new year and for a new opportunity to make promises to ourselves and to others and to you, God. With your strength, help us keep our promises just like you do. Amen. Now, I have some color pages and maybe some word searches for the older ones. And don't forget to take a cup. All right?